The stock market headlines have been driven of late by meme stocks. But what do they have in common? Well, they're heading for trouble. So says my guest, David Trainer. He is the president of the New Constructs. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. What they find is that often the picture that you get from the top down, from just kind of looking at the balance sheet, not going much further, can be misleading. If it's misleading and it works for you, well, that can make something attractive. But when it works against you, when you've got a stock that looks like it should be great, and they find that the conditions are way, way different, that is misleading and it's dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. And I've been talking with David Trainer for the last few weeks about some of the meme stocks, some of the hot issues that, quite honestly, have been getting the headlines, and now they're getting David's attention again. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
So we're talking meme stocks. Who's in the danger zone this week?
We're going a little bit back in time to Netflix.
Danger, danger.
Old school pick, Netflix, NFLX. It was in the news last week as it was getting to earnings, and it talked about how subscriptions are down, and that sent the market scurrying and had it be a problem. But it's got to be more than that. I mean, again, you've disliked this stock for a long time.
Yeah, you know, we think it's one of the original meme stocks, Chuck, if not the original meme stock, which is defined by us as a stock that trades unrelated to its fundamentals. And what we're seeing with this meaningfully, drastically reduced subscriber growth numbers from Netflix is our thesis all along is completely proving true. That thesis was that Netflix had an undifferentiated business model or offering, right? They're streaming content over the internet. Lots of firms can do that. And when they do, they're going to take market share and decrease pricing power for Netflix. And that's exactly what's happening. They are falling into the catch-22 that we said they would always fall into as well, which is either they burn billions of dollars on producing original content to keep subscriber growth up, or they can be profitable, but they can't do both. And we saw that, you know, expressly, again, in the numbers. The numbers are proving competition is taking market share, and they can't grow subscribers if they don't spend, you know, $17 billion a year on making new content. Even if they do spend that much, they still might not create the growth they need. So, yeah, this model doesn't work when you've got so many competitors, especially a competitor like Disney that can monetize for every dollar of original content that Disney spends, it can monetize it four or five times better than Netflix.
This has been a stock that has defied gravity for a long time. I mean, you talk about it being the original meme stock. It was a stupid investment of the week early on in stupid investment of the weekdom, which started in 2003 when I was with MarketWatch and I wrote it for 10 years. It was early on in part because I was at my barber shop and everybody was talking about Netflix. So, you know, it wasn't even the internet then. It was just like word of mouth everywhere. At the same time, I can tell you when I made that pick, Netflix defied gravity for a long time. And of course, it's been doing it ever since. It's trading, you know, $500 a share or what have you. So how out of whack are the current valuations?
Well, current stock price implies that the company is going to generate two times as much revenue as the combined revenue of Fox and Viacom in 2020, or be nearly 40% greater than Disney's 2020 revenue. So all the good stuff's priced in here, man. And we'll also maintain significant margins to achieve that revenue as well. So again, it's been what we've been saying for a while, right? This company has been priced for perfection to do things that are completely disconnected from the underlying fundamentals and I think just the basic laws of competition. And we're seeing that come true as we speak. Like, I think, anyway, I can't say it anymore, really, Chuck. I think our thesis is being proven true. And it's about time investors recognize that Netflix can either be profitable and lose subscriptions, or it can continue to burn billions of dollars creating original content and grow subscriptions, but not be profitable. Can't do both.
So what is a more realistic share price for the stock?
If we look at the no growth value of Netflix, we're talking about $150 a share. That's assuming they don't grow profits. And we probably think that may be a little bit too pessimistic. But even if they're able to grow profits significantly to the point where they're twice where they were in 2020, the stock's worth just about $340, or a good 30%+ below where it is today. I think that's still rather optimistic. We're probably talking somewhere closer to $200 is the most likely price, considering, you know, there's 14 other viable competitors out there competing for market share, and almost all of them are cheaper than Netflix. I think the only one that's more expensive is HBO Max.
Well, the other thing here, though, you know, Netflix is one of the original FANG stocks, and all of that has created tons and tons of momentum. So even if that's what it's worth, obviously it needs a catalyst to go down there. Does the general, hey, the FANGs are the FANGs, does that kind of keep it artificially inflated for a while until maybe it doesn't?
Yeah, you know, good question always, Chuck. And as usual, my crystal ball's in the shop here. And clearly, you know, I'm on record saying in general that the market and a lot of stocks valuations will likely remain fairly elevated given the unprecedented sort of stimulus that the government is putting into the economy and low interest rates. There's just a lot of play money to go into the markets, as evidenced by the cryptocurrencies as well as stocks like Coinbase, like we talked about last week. And so, yeah, I'm not picking a day that investors will finally come to heel on the reality here, but I just think the risk reward here is really silly, and there's just so many other great stocks. JP Morgan is one we've written about recently, you know, where you can get the benefit of the upside in owning a stock that is about as safe, I think, as you can get, considering it's got huge cash flows, and I can go on about that. But there's just no reason to take this kind of risk. I mean, I know investors love it because it, for so long, it's been a license to print money. You know, no risk, high reward. But seemingly no risk, high reward.
And now it's particularly dangerous. Netflix, NFLX. David, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
It's Netflix. If you want to get the Netflix report, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. The market call is next. We'll be right back talking stocks.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.